Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, the city of Tucson, good morning, state of Arizona, good morning to everybody here in our area in Radio Land. This is the Fresh Start Show with Dr. Hope. Good morning, good morning, get ready, get ready, get ready, get on up, get on up. We are excited to be with you on this weekend. Get your favorite coffee and your hot cocoa and your bagel and your favorite bowl of cereal. Let's get ready. Let's get to it. It is Dr. Holt with the Fresh Start Show. I'm excited to be with you on this morning. Just on yesterday, we had a wonderful, wonderful, exciting time. It was the Fresh Start's first fundraiser, and we had a blast. Let me tell you, lives are being impacted, and people, situations are changing and improving for the better because of Fresh Start. Many families are in better situations because of Fresh Start. Many communities are in better situations because of Fresh Start. Many lives have been changed because of Fresh Start. Yes, and many of our congregations in our churches, in houses of faith, in houses of worship is better because of Fresh Start. We excited because the many great things of Fresh Start is able to do. And just yesterday we had a powerful, powerful moment, a powerful event. And let me tell you, it was exciting. It was powerful. On yesterday, we had our Fresh Start fundraiser breakfast at the St. Andrews Presbyterian Church in Tucson. And let me tell you, it was awesome. And Pima County Attorney Laura Conover was our guest in our keynote, and she let the hammer down. I mean, she did an excellent job of telling us about our plans to impact people who have been found formerly incarcerated, and we thank Laura Conover for our partnership with her and the county attorney's office and her allegiance and her passion in regards to this work of helping people recover from being incarcerated. We know in this country, when you have been incarcerated, it's no fun. You get a felony in this country, we know for sure that it's a difficult time to move forward. Let me tell you also, we are very thankful for our event coordinator. Her name is Jennifer Fishencourt, known as Jay Fish. Jay Fish was working with us and put together an awesome program. I mean, the place was packed out. And so we want to give kudos and show some love to Jay Fish for all of her hard work and sacrifice to help Fresh Start have an amazing and very successful event far as a fundraiser. Jay Fish is an excellent event coordinator to help you raise funds. If you're a nonprofit or organization that's in need of a professional and expert level fundraiser, please reach out to Jay Fish. Her name is Jennifer Fishencourt. You can find her on Facebook and Instagram. And her email is jfish@eventsbyfish.com. jfish@eventsbyfish.com. So make sure that you go check her out. Again, that is jfish@eventsbyfish.com. And her website is eventsbyfish.com. Listen, if you ever need a very, very professional and great person who's an expert in bringing people together and coordinating a great event and a fundraiser, please reach out to Jay Fish. And I know she'll really, really take good care of you. So, again, kudos out to Jennifer Fishencourt for all that she has done for the Fresh Start organization. Listen, it was great. It was powerful. We heard a testimony on yesterday in regards to a young man that came to the Fresh Start event. He said he only spent a few hours, and he was able to get his marijuana conviction expunged. He was able to get his other conviction set aside, and he got his voter's rights restored. So now he is a registered voter. And those are just some of the many different things that Fresh Start is doing and helping people along the way, time in and time out. And so, again, thank you you for an excellent fundraiser, and you are all still able to give, even though that you weren't able to come to the fundraiser. If you're listening and you say you want to be able to be a part of an organization, a part of something that is very special, that is doing the work, that is doing all they can to impact lives and change people's trajectories from the negative to the positive, I tell you now, that is the Fresh Start organization. So again, we're excited for having Fresh Start event on today, and we know that those funds and resources is going to put us in a good position to help as many people possible who's been formerly incarcerated. Listen, we know in this country, if you have been arrested and convicted and sentenced to prison and you have a felony, it's very difficult. It's going to be hard for you to get a job. It's going to be hard for you to get housing. And so that's what the Fresh Start organization is here for. And that's what our Fresh Start Expo is here for every year at the Tucson Convention Center. And we will be there October 22nd. At 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the TCC. We want you to bring your nephew, your niece, your daughter, your son, your daddy, your auntie, your uncle, whoever has been incarcerated. Come down, that we may help you. If you need to get your conviction set aside and you need to get your rights restored, there is one step you do have to take. You have to do and take place, and that is you need to contact the Department of Corrections in Phoenix and request for you to get your certificate of absolute discharge. Once you get your certificate of absolute discharge, then you will be able to get some services either with a lawyer or with a legal team that can help you to fill out the paperwork so you can make a request to get your voters' rights restored and your conviction set aside. So that's the first step you have to do. And I'm telling you to do that now because I do not want you to come to Fresh Start and we have to turn you away because we can't help you because you don't have your certificate of absolute discharge. You must have your certificate of absolute discharge in order for us to help you to get your voters' rights restored and get your conviction set aside. So those things must happen. So again, how do I do that? I'm glad you asked me. Contact the Department of Corrections in Phoenix, rather phone through email, and put in a request to get your certificate of absolute discharge if you are absolutely 100% have completed your sentence. Okay, this is not talking about parole or probation, but if you 100% have completed your sentence, you can qualify getting your rights restored by getting the certificate of absolute discharge. Okay, and it take about 2 weeks from what I'm hearing for from the time you request, from the time to actually send it to you is around 2 weeks. So give yourself some time. Go ahead and do that early. Go ahead and be proactive. Go ahead and work on, getting that certificate of absolute discharge. And when you come down to Fresh Start on October 22nd and see the lawyers, we're going to be able to help you to get that process started. And hopefully by the end of the day, you have already taken care of your business and your rights have now been restored same day. So have your business taken care of. Get that certificate of absolute discharge and we can rock and roll and make some things happen. And so, again, we are so pleased to have our sponsor with us who's partnering with us and is sponsoring the Fresh Start Show. The organization is the lead of the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. The League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. And we thank you again for sponsoring our show. And we're so excited to partner with you. And for those that don't know the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization that works to empower, educate citizens on ways to improve government. The League encourages informed and active participation in government, works to increase understanding of major public policies, and influences public policies through education and advocacy. And they do not support or oppose any political party or candidate. That is the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. Again, Fresh Start is sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. And if you want their contact information to get involved and get more information, feel free to give them a call at area code 520-327-7652. That is 520-327-7652. If you want the address, it is 800 North Swan, Suite 126, Tucson, Arizona, 85711. 800 North Swan, Suite 126, Tucson, Arizona, 85711. Again, that is the Fresh Start Show's sponsor, the League of Women Voters of Greater Tucson. Volunteer, donate, and get involved. All right, so let's get to it, to our Fresh Start Show. We are excited, and I want to thank our supporters. I always get mail from some of our brothers and sisters who's in incarceration right now, and I just want to let you know I did get your letter, and that is Frederick Mason. Thank you, brother, for your support and your love and support and your kind words of inspiration. Dr. Holt, just want to let you know I appreciate you for listening in, and I hope that you're spreading the word to our brothers and sisters in the incarceration, and letting them know that there is a show that's speaking into their situation and that is advocating them on the behalf of equity and justice. We also have another brother by the name of John Osborne, and you guys have been sending me quite a few letters now every now and then. And again, I just want to let you know, number one, I did get your letter, so it didn't get lost in the mail. I did get it. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for updating me on where you are in your life in prison, and where my other brothers and sisters' lives are in prison. I just want you to know you have an advocate. You have a defender. You have someone who's using this microphone as a bullying pulpit to speak truth to power, to talk about the issues that our brothers and sisters in incarceration go through every day. I don't think we take an account of what it's like to be in prison, what it's like to feel like being in a cage like an animal, or treated like an animal, what it's like to feel like your days is dwindling away. And beyond money, the most expensive price and an expensive cost to anything is time. That's just one thing you cannot get back. Time is extremely expensive, and you don't want to waste and lose so much time. So that's what prison does. And that's why, again, we're having this show, because we have too many people that has been impacted negatively from being in prison. We call the prison the Department of Corrections, DOC. But the question is, what do you correct? What are you correcting? Are you habilitating? Are you rehabilitating? Are you educating? Are you giving jobs, training? How do we getting people ready when they leave prison, that they are equipped, they're educated, and they're trained, so that they don't repeat the same bad mistakes all over and over again, impacting the number of percentage of numbers of recidivism, where people go back to prison because they don't have enough resources to come out. When they come out. So, brothers, I just want to let you know I did get your mail. Thank you again for your love and support. John Osborne and Frederick Mason, thank you, my brothers, for sending kind words and updating me, letting me know what's going on in the prison, what's going on with you. And I just want to let you know I appreciate you. So keep on fighting the good fight and stay encouraged and keep staying inspired. And if you keep fighting through it, if you keep being persistent and consistent, I want to let you know there's nothing that you can't do. Always believe that all things are possible to them that believe. And so I'm excited again for the show. This is the show that God gave me, put it on my heart. Fresh Start Show is a springboard off the Fresh Start organization. And the Fresh organization is a springboard from the Fresh Start event that God put on my heart to do several years ago. We started Fresh Start at my church, at the Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, on June 2019. And I just want to help some people who've had some hard experiences and some rough experiences in regards to having a background issue with a felony. What I realized in our very first event, which was very smaller at that time in June of 2019, but I realized it was people needed needs. People had a lot of needs. And I wanted to create a one-stop shop that where people who've been incarcerated or in prison or in jail can come to and get all of their needs met for the most part. And so when COVID was, the pandemic was all over the place, everything was closed down. So I could not come back in June of 2020 and do another Fresh Start event. Well, I'm glad that that happened in certain ways, is because it forced me to get out of my box. It forced me to be a critical thinker. It forced me to think about something much bigger to help more, a much larger volume of people that are in need. And so I came up with the Fresh Start Expo and pitched my vision to different stakeholders and leaders in the city. And everybody ate on it. They said, yes, this is what we need to do. So as a result, Fresh Start is a one-stop shop where we have the city courts, the justice court, superior court, juvenile courts, public defender, county attorney, city public defender, and we all work together to help individuals who've been formerly incarcerated. The second thing that we're excited about is not only do we help people who've been formerly incarcerated, but we help people that to not even be incarcerated. So we also have a focus of keeping people from prison. We help people that comes out of prison, but we try to help people not to even go to prison. And what I mean by that is we work with the city courts and we work with the justice courts to help people get their warrants squashed or help them to get their warrants resolved, which simply means is if you have a pending warrant out there, if you get pulled over through a traffic stop, police officer is going to run your license plate and your driver's license and a warrant is going to pop up. Well, when a warrant pop up, he or she is mandated to put you into custody and take you to jail. Well, I know that. And so I want to make sure that not only we work with people who was formerly incarcerated, but we wanted to help people that may be on their way to jail because of the fact that maybe it was a failure to appear. You know, if you get a failure to appear, they're going to issue out a warrant to come pick you up. And usually that happens because maybe you got a ticket you forgot about or didn't know about the court date. There's all kind of variables that happens while people get warrants. But the fact of the matter is, if you are driving or if you get pulled over and he run your tags, he run your license, he's going to see that you have a warrant and they're mandated to take you into custody. So this is how we help people not to go to jail, is because we work with the city courts and the justice courts to work on those warrants that's been issued out. We help people court fees and fines if you can't pay it. We help people with suspended driver license get their license back reinstated. I'm telling you, there is absolutely nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, like Fresh Start. We are one of a kind. We are one in a million, and I appreciate a lot of my brothers and sisters who are out there fighting a good fight in the struggle of being incarcerated or doing some reentry work, but we are the reentry on steroids. I mean, we served over 400 people on last year, and because now we have a Fresh Start show, we have a podcast, there's more resources being poured into advertising. We have a feeling that we're probably going to be triple what we had last year. We're going to probably have around 1,200 people. So listen, let's get the word out. Let's help some people. How many people have you know that's been incarcerated? I'm asking you right now, how many people do you know that's been incarcerated, whether that's in your family, your distant family, whether it's people you work with or just in a community or in a congregation at a church? How many people do you know that's been in prison? I mean, let me tell you, that can be your son, that can be your niece, that can be your grandchild, that can be your auntie, that can be your nephew, you name it. And so we want to make sure that everyone has a right to a new beginning. And that's what our mission is about, where everyone deserves a new beginning. Fresh Start Organization is a organization that is focused on that everyone deserves a new beginning. And so that's why we're excited to get you out there. So remember, October 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we will be there at the TCC, whether you're there or not. But we prefer for you to be there. Bring your family, bring your cousin, bring your niece, bring your auntie, bring your uncle, bring your father. Listen, we need all of them at the table. If you have a felony out there and you listening to the show and you're doing nothing about it, shame on you. Shame on you. There are some things you can do, okay? One, if you have a felony, you can go to the court and work on doing all what you need to do in regards to talking to powers that be that can help you, making sure that you can work with other clinics outside of the Fresh Start where they're doing rights and restoration. Some of y'all don't even know that there's organization out there doing rights and restorations all throughout the year, not just with the Fresh Start in October. Please be reaching out to those individuals so that you can get the help you need. If you've been out of prison and you haven't voted in 10 or 20 years, And that's because you did not do your due diligence to get your rights back restored. Then shame on you. You need to do that. And too many of our ancestors have bled, have had tears, and have sweated so that their future generation will have a fighting chance. So I'm telling you right now, if you're in Phoenix, go handle your business and take care of all what you need to do. If you're in Tucson or if you're in Sierra Vista, do all what you need to do to take care of your business in Tucson or in Sierra Vista or any parts of the state. We're here for you. We want to see you maximize all your God-given potential. Listen, if you're in prison, it's not over. I don't care what they say. I'm telling you right now, it's not over. You got to fight. I mean, you got to put up a fight. You got to roll those sleeves up, and you got to fight for your future. You don't let anybody tell you that what you can do. You don't let even society, you don't let this government put a glass ceiling on your potential. You are somebody. You are somebody because God marvelously made you. You didn't come from monkeys, and you didn't come from animals. And just because they treat you like animals in that cage in that prison doesn't mean that you're an animal. You have been wondrously and strategically made by the most powerful force in the universe, and that is God who created heaven and earth. You have a right to pick your head up. You have a right to square your shoulders. You have a right to roll up your sleeves. And that's what I want you to do every freaking day. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, you're going to want to give up. Yes, you're going to want to throw in the towel. Will people tell you no? Yes, they will. Will people tell you you can't have that apartment? Yes. Will people tell you this job is not for you? Yes. But let me tell you, don't believe it. You can't help what people say, but you can help how you think. You can't help what people say, but you can help how you move. You can't help what people say, but you can control your determination. You can't help what people say, but you can control your passion. And you got to have passion and fight. So you roll up those sleeves, even with tears in your eyes, even feeling discouraged, even feeling like throwing in the towel. Do not wave the white flag of surrender. You square your shoulders. You roll up those sleeves and you keep believing. You believe until you can't believe no more. After a while, things will turn around. After a while, things will get better. After a while, change will come. Brothers and sisters that's in the struggle, brothers and sisters that's in the penitentiary, prison, county jail, it doesn't matter what you call it, you keep fighting. You fight the good fight of faith. All things are possible to them that believe. You must fight. You have to fight. Too much is dependent on you for you to give up. You've come too far to turn around now. God has not forgot about you, so don't forget about him. Keep fighting the good fight. It's not over. That's one thing about grace. Grace is about a fresh start. That's what grace is about. It is grace in action. When we think about fresh start, it's grace in action. So let me tell you, God is a God of grace, and he's a God of a fresh start. And so I just want you to never give up. I want you to continue to be determined, to continue to be fighting. If you're on your way out of prison, get you a plan. If you plan to fail, you fail to plan. Get yourself together. You're on your way out. So have a plan not to never go back to prison again. Make it up in your mind that you're never going to live below the standard that God has placed in your heart. It's time to move forward. The past is the past. Let me give you a tidbit for free with no charge. The past is a great place to learn, but the past is a horrible place to live. Did you hear me out there? I'm going to say it one more time. The past is a great place to learn, but it is a horrible place to live. The only thing you should be doing is using your past for is to learn from your mistakes, learn from your choices, learning from hanging around the wrong crowd, learning from those negative influences that help influence you into the wrong past of your future. But now today is the day. The scripture says today that this is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad. You can't worry about yesterday, but you can be preparing for today and preparing for tomorrow, but how you handle today. So as I close out on this segment on this Fresh Start show, I hope that this has been a segment of inspiration, a segment of determination. I hope that you can feel the power through this microphone. Even though I'm not there with you, I'm there with you in spirit. You, my brothers and sisters, too. And God loves you. And don't never give up on yourself and never give up on your dreams. The only people people that cannot achieve and make it through are people that are dead. If you're alive and the blood is still running warm in your vein and you have the activity of your limbs and you have life, health, and strength, you keep fighting until you can't fight no more. After a while, change will come. It's been a long, long time, but I know the change is going to come. God bless you, my brothers and sisters that's out there in radio land. Have a great day. Let's be inspired and let's fight the good fight of faith. Fresh start.